code of silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a code of silence and it can't go on.
Hi, I'm Alan Watts, heading to the Matrix on the 2nd of August 2012. For newcomers, I always suggest you make good use of website cutting through matrix.com. There's over 1,000 audios for download, all for free. And I tie in the big system that runs the world, including really when they came out into the open, started publishing books over 100 years ago, with their agenda laid out there. The time of science. Science was coming in to be the master of the world, and they claimed that they would make sure that science would run an ordered society. Plus, they, of course, would take over all of the resources of the planet and eventually reduce the population, because they knew even back then there'd be a post-industrial era, and they said there'd be too many superfluous people around the world, especially in the first world countries. They'd have to deal with that, and they did have world meetings to find out how to bring down the populations, and nothing was left off of the table. So have yourself to those, and also there's transcripts you can get from the same websites that are listed, cuttingthroughmedia.com, there's a whole bunch of them there. These are the official websites. If you find sticking on one, try another website that's listed there, because so many people go into the com site at the same time, you might find that. But they all carry transcripts as well in English, and if you want transcripts in other languages, go into alanwattsentinel.eu and help yourself from the variety offered there. Remember, too, you are the audience that bring me to you. I don't bring on advertisers as guests, however entertaining they may be, and sell things to you at the end. I basically rely upon the books and discs at cuttingthroughmaze.com and sales. So if you want to buy them, and you've got to understand, if you don't buy the past, the history, you won't understand the present, because all the cons have been mentioned in the past, and the cons are always used over and over and over again, all done through generation to generation, same cons. So buy the books and discs at cuttingthroughmaze.com, and you'll give yourself an education. And from the US to Canada, you can use personal checks, remember, and you can also use international postal money orders from the post office. You can send cash, or you can use PayPal to order. And straight donations are really, really well received by me, believe you me, in these times of austerity, as I like to call poverty and inflation. And across the world, Western Union, News, and MoneyGram, and PayPal once again. But we are going through the century of change. The century of change, the 21st century, was to be the one that caps all of their plans. Plans that were making for an awful long time, much longer than 100 years, because they did come out occasionally down through the centuries and publish various ideas of this ordered world society that they themselves, being the richest people on the planet at the time and having running the whole world's money supply, they themselves obviously were more evolved than anybody else, and that's the conclusion they really came to. And they really did talk about inferior types and the different classes beneath them, what they'd have to do with them. But at the same time, remember, they're good shepherds and we are the sheep, you see. Shepherds have sheep in order to make money off of them, because the big boys at the top need us to an extent to make money from. However, they do plan this scientific future, massive cost for everything, a reduced population, so they won't lose cash that way, and energy, etc. All of these things will take your money away in taxes and fees, all the extra money you have for spending, and that's what they mean by austerity. And you're going into it, their worldwide program, and believe you me, they mean business. In the meantime, they're having wars across the world to finish off the last countries of opposition that don't have the central banking system, don't use usury, and have a different system altogether. That's what they're doing, standardizing the world, and of course plundering the resources of those countries while they're assets. Under various guises of helping people and saving lives, they slaughter more than anybody else. Because, you see, these boys have been behind world wars. They planned them in the past to get the changes through. Back with more after this break.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With the Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural organic and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. Heartandbody.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
About the big system we live in, because it's all illusion, really. We go through these farces for over 20 years now of wars in the Middle East, and it's the same con job with every war that they go into. They're both the guys killing his own people, etc., etc. And that's, they keep it very simple, because if it worked before, it will always work again, you see. So they keep it very, very simple. And then, in the Orwellian fashion I mentioned last night, the enemies, the Al-Qaeda guys, supposedly, there wasn't such a thing as Al-Qaeda, but they've created it now, and the Muslim Brotherhood, were all the enemies, of course, of the U.S., the first war they went into with Iraq and Afghanistan, and now they're pals. They're all pals now, and they've been paying these guys, plus a lot of mercenaries, to come into Syria and overthrow the government there. So we go through this farce. So I hate even talking about these articles because they're such farcical authorized articles, you know. I mean, this says here, Obama signs order to support the Syrian rebels. Well, they had out in the Israeli papers 2 or 3 days beforehand. But the BBC eventually sees it okay with their government to print it, so they print it now. And let's just say the Syrian rebels are the so-called Al-Qaeda Muslim Brotherhood, the enemies of the U.S., that the U.S. is now paying to get in there, and the U.S. is actually financially supporting them. So you're in Orwell lands. Nothing is really real except there are big games always on the go, and you're never going to get the truth about any of it at all, of course, except they want to standardize the world and take over that whole area, the whole region, in fact, of of all the ex-Muslim countries. They want to put in secular governments as well afterwards. I've already talked about that. So anyway, and that's from the Council on Foreign Relations. If you go into their website, they'll tell you that they want to put secular governments in. Anyway, Obama signs the order to support the Syrian rebels, it says. And it says that he signed a covert order. How would it be covert when we're all reading it here? Authorizing support for Syrian rebels. Approved earlier this year, the directive permits the CIA and other U.S. agencies to provide assistance to help oust Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. The use appears to be stopping short of directly arming the Free Syrian Army. Now, that's a misleading again, because even Haas himself, a few months ago, mentioned the fact that it was kind of semi-ceasefire over there, and probably did negotiations, but actually admitted it was to allow the rebels to get more arms shipped in. So the U.S. is definitely shipping arms in, and so is Israel doing it too. So the Obama administration has said publicly it's offering support to the rebels, including $25 million, which is £16 million, of non-lethal assistance. Now they can go play games with non-lethal as long as they want to. The State Department aides mostly funds the supply of communications equipment such as encrypted radios, yeah, right, and that'll be, of course, missile tracking systems as well. But it's not clear what type of support is authorized by the secret order known as Intelligence Finding, which was reported by Reuters News Agency. U.S. Senate panel Wednesday heard foreign policy experts urge the Obama administration to consider arming Syrian rebels. This is all for show for the public, because really, as I say, they've been arming them from the beginning. In fact, I heard the whole list in the 90s made up of the countries they wanted to take out. That was the project for New American Century. And they had Syria on the map as well. So did Israel at the same time. Go back into the papers then and find it. You'll see it in there. They know the public don't have much of a memory. And they don't, really, because they're mind-bombed by television. They live in a surrealistic world where nothing really is real. And the comedians are more real to them than these people far away over in the Middle East. It's all bizarre, kaleidoscopic in their heads. I see some U.S. lawmakers, such as Republican Senator John McCain, have criticized Obama, arguing the U.S. should become directly involved in arming Mr. Assad's opponents. Well, they already are doing that, so this is just fluff for the public. Reuters reports that the U.S. is collaborating with a second command center operating near the Syrian border, set up by Turkey and its allies. And the U.S. Department of the Treasury approved a license last week allowing the Washington Syrian Support Group, a non-profit organization, yeah, right, funded by the big foundations and the American government, to provide direct financial assistance. Obama previously signed a document to authorize covert assistance to rebels fighting against former Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi. And the U.S., you understand, has broken every law there is, even in the United Nations, because you're not supposed to interfere with governments trying to hold on to their own system with internal squabbles, but they broke it all anyway. It doesn't matter. These guys with the Council on Foreign Relations behind them, they say, Carl Quigley, being a historian for them, he said that they've been behind every major war for a whole 100 years and more. Read his books. And you can't even believe what you see now, especially you can't believe what you see. It's bad enough figuring out all the lies from propaganda merchants, special marketers really employed by the governments. They have their whole departments of them. But it says Austria's largest newspaper used Photoshop to muck up an article on Syria. They showed blitz buildings behind them. And this is a major newspaper. It says photographs of Syria these days are filled with grim sights of pain and suffering. One Austrian newspaper apparently decided that the photos weren't grim enough. The Kronen Zeitung, Austria's largest newspaper boasting 3 million readers, published a photo this past weekend showing a couple stepping through the rubble of a destroyed building complex with their child wrapped in a blanket. Very similar to Wag the Dog movie. You've got to watch that one because it shows you everything that's done in there. It's just a powerful image, but it's completely fabricated. They show you the original photo at the bottom, and this link I'll put up tonight at cuttingthroughthematrix.com. You'll see the two photographs, the Photoshop one and the original one. But this happens all the time to get everybody's angst up, you see. It doesn't take much to get the people emotional. They don't have to be educated in what's going on. It's to get emotional over it, and that's what you do with people to get them all on your side. Oregon man is sentenced to 30 days in jail because this had to come. You understand, eventually, there's to be one corporation which will rule, on behalf of the United Nations, of course, all the water supplies of the world. And right now there's quite a few of them. I can remember when they did it in Britain, there was a bunch of members of parliament who put the bill forward for privatizing the water supply. Now, that belonged to the public, not to the government, but the public never think about these things. They're so beaten down and they're so used to authoritarianism, really. But the public owned the water supply, and their taxpayers, going back to great-great-grandpa, had built up the water systems there. And then the government gives it away to their pals for nothing. But the MPs who voted it forward in Britain for the first time quite a few years back just happened to leave Parliament immediately once it passed, and they just happened to be the heads on the board of the corporation they just started up. Everything is so predictable and corrupt today. And we put up with it because I think at the bottom we're so jaded, we're corrupted ourselves. Most people at folk are corrupted by the culture industry. That's why you put up with corruption at the top. So much of it. You're personally corrupt now because everything's basically moral relativity. There's no right or wrong. And people at the bottom say, well, if I was up there, I'd be doing the same thing. I've heard lots of folks say that. So we put up with it. And, of course, sociologists know this perfectly well. That's exactly why you put up with so much corruption. Your whole culture's been destroyed. Personal morality has gone down the tubes. The alterations of right and wrong, saying there's no such thing as right and wrong, and we accept big crooks at the top. So I can only get worse. But anyway, a rural Oregon man was sentenced Wednesday to 30 days in jail and over $1,500 in fines because he had three reservoirs on his property to collect and use rainwater. Gary Harrington of Eagle Point, Oregon, said he plans to appeal his conviction in Jackson County Circuit Court on nine misdemeanor charges under a 1925 law for having what state water managers called three illegal reservoirs on his property and for filling the reservoirs with rainwater and snow runoff. The government is bullying, Harrington told CNNnews.com in an interview Thursday. They've just gotten to be big bullies, and if you just lay over and die and give up, that just makes them bigger bullies, and that is a fact to life, isn't it? So we as Americans, we need to stand on our constitutional rights and our rights as citizens and hang tough. You could hang tough as enough people would stand alongside you. And whole townships should do that. I mean, that's how you get the message across. He says, this is a good country, will prevail, he says. Well, I hope he does, but you understand the United Nations, as I say, has already had so many treaties signed by every country to do with water rights and water supplies and everything else. And he very possibly might lose, actually. I think another one in another state already lost, and he was collecting water from his rooftop, believe it or not. But that's how it goes. As I say, too, the big boys, when you understand that the system they created well over 100 years ago, they started off with a group that were Darwinian. They were the big banking groups, by the way. They recruited at Oxford, even sent their own sons to Oxford University primarily. And they became the Milner Society, the Alfred Milner Society, that teamed up with the Cecil Rhodes and Lord Rothschild Society to form the Royal Institute of International Affairs, a private non-profit making organizations, you understand, who they don't play politics. They tell you they don't play politics in all their books that they write, including the CFR's books. And the CFR's are an American branch. They have branches across the whole world. And they're telling you the truth, they don't play politics because all they do is implement an agenda, you understand? So they don't play politics. They put the politicians in to get the agenda through, but they themselves don't play politics. They don't have that nonsense of politics. They make the agenda, and it's up to the politicians to convince the public that they must go along with it. So it says the Department of Defense and U.S. agencies help Afghanistan exploit mineral wealth. Now, they said that 100 years ago with Rothschild and Milner that they would take over all of the resources of the planet, starting with all the mineral resources. They meant gold, of course. Then they went after the diamonds in Africa as well. And then eventually food, everything would come under their control for this ordered society. So this article is just out, and yet I can remember seeing a similar one about 8 months ago from the Canadian Defense Department, because top generals there said there were guys that they had in Afghanistan, and they found massive mineral deposits there. Back with more after this break.
answer it. How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experience process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, folks. We're back, cutting through the matrix and talking about how everything, all the new is really is old stuff that they just give us and recycle as brand new. And they knew how much, of course, minerals were in Afghanistan. They've been exploiting it all along. In fact, there was articles out months ago where they brought in the Chinese, and the U.S. government was, or army was basically protecting Chinese workers going in and out, taking copper and things out of there too, as a loot to country. It's all deals that the big sharks make before they invade countries. Same as it did in Iraq too, that all that came out in the mainstream media, that before the long before the war started, all the big oil companies went to see Tony Blair to decide what oil fields each one was going to get as they divvied up the country. So they're doing the same everywhere they go. You know, as they help people, you see, they want to help people so they don't kill each other and all that stuff. But anyway, Afghanistan, they're exporting the mineral wealth there, and it says that at the event, James Bullion of the, like his name, Billionaire, Defense Department's Task Force for Business and Stability Operations, or TFBSO, and that means ripping off the country, shared the podium with the USGS Director Marcy McNutt. That's a very Middle Eastern name, isn't it? We decided a new remote, now listen to this, a new remote sensing technology that's made it possible for the first time. I guarantee this is ancient, the system. They can do it from a satellite now. She said to map more than 70% of the country's surface and identify potential high-value deposits of copper, gold, iron, and other minerals. Isn't that wonderful? High-tech, eh? For the first time, she says, they knew where all this stuff was before they went in. On satellite. Anyway, Department of Defense officials and USGS scientists work as partners. Isn't that nice? Partners is a friendly word. in this initiative with the Afghanistan puppet government and scientists and engineers from the Afghan Ministry of Mines and the Afghan Geological Survey, who are all puppets of the U.S. government. The task force is a Defense Department organization charged to help spur and grow the private sector economy in Afghanistan. And clearly the mineral and oil and gas extraction areas are critical to that effort, Bullion said. I guess his first name would be Gold, eh? Since 2009, the Department of Defense Task Force has funded work there by the USGS, including the effort to operate with help from NASA, an airborne instrument called a hyperspectral imager to map surface indicators of natural resources below Afghanistan's rugged mountainous terrain. The generals and from Canada were mentioning this stuff about a year ago or more. Scientists from the USGS began working in Afghanistan in 2004 when the agency was asked to help rebuild the nation's natural resource sector. You see, it was all flattened. Everything was flattened as we went in to help the people. McNuck said the geological data USGS scientists found was 50 to 75 years old, originating from the late 1960s when a Soviet mission for about 10 years helped the Afghan government with geological mapping. It says from August to October 2007, NASA contributed its mid-wing long-range WB-57 aircraft to fly the USGS hyperspectral instrument over Afghanistan, mapping more than 70% of the country. In 2009, the USGS and Department of Defense Task Force became partners and worked closely, Bullion said, to help get the hyperspectral data into a format that mining companies could use to evaluate opportunities in the mineral sector. In other words, what to plunder and where it was. Hyperspectral data uses a reflectance of light and uses the fact that different minerals reflect light in different wavelength bands, McNutt explained. Every mineral has its own significant fingerprint and signature. The hyperspectral imaging categorizes minerals only on the surface of the earth, not underground where the minerals are mined. Technology wouldn't work well in countries where forest grasses and soil cover the ground, but it's perfect for Afghanistan. Over 50 million years, the slow-motion collision of Iran and Eurasian tectonic plates beneath Afghanistan formed rugged Rocky Mountains out of what used to be mineral-laden subsurface rock. So, in other words, they've got a gold mine there, massive, and they can all split it up and divvy it up to the conquerors, as always, under their different guises. Mind you, they probably have to have done the same over your house as well to see what you're sitting on, and back home, that is. And they'll be grabbing that when it suits them too. They park stuff for a long time, you know. Just park it. And then they take it when they want it. Now, a little article off the topic here, but fluoridated water. Of course, I've done so many articles on it in the past, and there's so many studies come out, and all the big ones now from Harvard and have come out and said the same thing. It dumbs you down, makes you stupid, and very compliant, etc. But countries that or places that say that they don't have it, you see, in their water supply, could be getting it through their salt. No kidding. It says, it's a wake-up call for me. I was traveling abroad last year and noticed that the salt was fluoridated in every label that I read. I wondered why, but soon realized that the mountainous countries I visited couldn't possibly control fresh water flow into as many cities. So sure enough, here's a way to get your dumbing down fluoride if you can't dump it into a central water works. They fluoridate the salt. Of course, just like they did at German concentration camps, it's reinforced so strictly in some countries that it's illegal to produce salt without fluoride. Go figure, where the hell could such a centralized mandate come from? The implication is that fluoride is an absolutely essential additive. So I'll put this little article up tonight as well, and you can read through that. It's amazing, though, eh? But not really. I mean, we've got bosses who've had us in wars for hundreds of years. Just plundering the planet, that the public go along with it because they're never sure what's going on. Or they don't really care, most of them today. It doesn't matter. As I say, it's surrealistic. It's always kind of far away somewhere. And they prefer to watch, you know, American Idol and things like that. So, they've got lots of entertainment. Now, Facebook I mentioned yesterday too, or the day before, because there's so many cons going on in Facebook to do with the advertising rates and everything else. But this is from the BBC, and it says they picked up on the story. It says Facebook has more than 83 million illegitimate accounts. So technically the advertising cost should go down, but so many of them are fake. But they can't back with more after this.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
because you can handle the truth.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Are you struggling to reclaim your health? Let me share my story quick. My nightmare of chronic fatigue, PTSD, and autoimmune issues cost me everything. A bankruptcy, loss of home, even my wife walked out on me with no hope in sight. A miracle happened after hitting my lowest point. I discovered Ion and RNA drops. It literally saved my life. I want to share my story with you and offer you a trial size mini bottle of RNA drops. Visit www.rnafreemini.com. Again, that's www.rnafreemini.com. It's time to take your power back. Now. You can also look for our free trial offer ad at republicbroadcasting.org. RNA drops.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and super male and femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA survival course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Poems that go on in the world, the world's made up of fun. Your yanapis all have big fun, really, because most folk really believe it the way it's presented to them. But so this is about Facebook. Of course, Facebook is in with the NSA, makes a fortune selling everybody's data off, and to be into the Pentagon. It has virtual yous in the Pentagon. Everybody's got a virtual you there, and they do little games on it to see how you'll react in situations. They say it's about 100% perfect, because they've got your whole personality profile in there. Anyway, back to Facebook. It says there are more than 83 million illegitimate accounts on the social network. In company filings published this week, it said that 8.7% of its 955 million active accounts broke its rules. Duplicate profiles belonging to already registered users made up 4.8% of its membership figure. User misclassified accounts amounted to 2.4%, including personal profiles for businesses or pets. Well, 1.5% of these users were described as undesirable. The estimates come at a time of growing concern about the effectiveness of marketing on the platform. Facebook defined duplicates as an account that a user maintains in addition to his or her principal account. It said profiles where user misclassified if users have created personal profiles for business organizations or non-human entities such as a pet. It added that undesirable accounts include those using fake names which were intended to be used for purposes that violate our terms of service, such as spamming. And it says Facebook, whose business model relies on targeted advertising, is coming under increased scrutiny over the worth of its advertising model, which promotes the gathering of likes from users. They actually answered them, the idiots that they are. And it says, so anyway, basically it's to do with its advertising costs, because it's like papers, everybody does the same thing. The more listeners that you have, even radio stations do it, then the more you can charge for your advertising rates. You see, that's why they all fudge the numbers. But it says, I've not seen evidence of a significant problem, a spokesman told them. Now its own figures show that more than 80 million of its global audience may be in effect worthless to advertisers, either duplicate accounts or spammers, or perhaps cats and dogs. The problem is particularly acute in developing countries like Indonesia and Turkey, where Facebook is enjoying rapid growth. A number of advertisers have been challenging Facebook to prove that the clicks that they are receiving on their ads are real. These figures will provide them with aided ammunition. We generate a substantial majority of our revenue from advertising, the company said in its filing. Of course they do. The loss of advertisers or reduction in spending by advertisers with Facebook could seriously harm our business. Last month, the BBC's technology correspondent Rory Selwyn-Jones set up a fake company called Virtual Bagel to investigate allegations of fake likes. His investigation found that a large majority of likes for the fake firm originated from the Middle East and Asia. Many users appear to be false, such as Ahmed Ronaldo, apparently a Cairo-based user who's employed by Spanish football club Real Madrid, so it's obviously not his. Last week, digital distribution firm Limited Press alleged that, based on its own analytics software, 80% of the clicks on its advertisements within Facebook had come from fake users. So they upped their price by using fake users. That's the bottom line. The price of advertising. But then, you know, that's how you get ahead in the world. You've got to be a real con man. If you get a whole bunch working together, and you're a good con man, you can get war started all over the place. And then you get marketers who are perfect con men to convince the public that you're doing the right thing as you go and slaughter people. French woman who killed 8 of her own babies is freed. See, and the excuse is, if you're a beast, you see, and you've been abused in life, then you can kill your children. Because, see, life is getting cheap as we become degraded. Society is becoming degraded down to the bottom as per the agenda calls for, you see. And it says that Dominique Cotrez, a French woman who confessed in 2010 to killing 8 of her own newborn babies, not at the same time, of course, has been freed under supervision. She was released untagged by an appeals court in the northern town of Douai on condition she continued to receive psychological and psychiatric care. Mrs. Cotrez has been in custody since July 2010 when remains were found in the garden of her parents' home. It wasn't clear on what grounds she'd been released. While she admitted killing her 8 newborn babies between 1989 and 2006 in the village of Villers-Tertre near Lille, she said that her husband had nothing about them. She said that she was a victim of incest and feared that her own father, who died in 2007, had fathered the babies. And it says Mrs. Cottrell, who is in her late 40s, reportedly managed to conceal the pregnancies because of her obesity. So if you're obese, as I say, and you say that you've been abused, it's okay to kill your children now, because life is getting awfully cheap. You know, except if you buy the fetuses, because the medical industry is making a fortune off different things of them. Anyway, everything's a business, isn't it? And we are the sheep, we are the business for the good shepherds. And getting back to Afghanistan, there's other articles on about it. It says Pentagon officials have announced the vast deposits of minerals have been found under the swirling sands of Afghanistan, including huge amounts of lithium. That's very important today, lithium. A vital material in the manufacturing of rechargeable batteries and lots of other things too. The discovery could completely overturn the country's economy, injecting considerable wealth into the region. You see, they could, and that's true, it could, but it won't. It's going to all go into the US and to the big banking boys and so on. So I'll put this link up tonight as well. And it's amazing how our country can always claim that it's bankrupt. As Britain, for instance, keeps hosting things like the Olympic Games, is costing billions eventually, leaving lots of billions and billions in a hole. That's okay, just tack it on to the taxpayer again, to the tab, you know, that they already owe. But for a country that's got hardly any jobs left, except for politicians and people who work for government agencies and police and all the rest of it, here they go. Ministry of Defence plans a new wave of unmanned marine drones now. They've all got to have the latest thing. So the Royal Navy has been using unmanned mini-subs such as the Sea Fox above to clear mines. And it's seeking to develop a new generation of unmanned maritime drones that would be used for anti-submarine warfare and possible missile attacks on enemy ships, the Guardian has learned. A fleet of Royal Navy unmanned underwater vehicles is already being used in the Gulf to help prevent Iran laying mines in important sea lanes, and ministers are now considering whether similar devices could be used to tackle pirates off the coast of Somalia. Documents show that the Ministry of Defence is hoping to hugely improve drone capabilities, having seen how effective they've been for NATO against the Taliban. That's when they go in to get a guy and they blow up the village. You know. Whitehall sources confirm the British military wants to integrate drones across three armed services as a cheaper way of waging war, providing round-the-clock surveillance and gathering intelligence. Well, they want to have them flying all over Britain, just like the US has got them flying all over there. And it says, the possibilities of these new drone technologies is endless. Well, that's true, it's endless, isn't it? If you live in a system that has no integrity at all towards the public, it pretends it's serving, as it plunders them, then, well, the sky's the limit to the ideas, men, for purposes for them, eh? They'll all have them eventually. I mean, they will be, maybe even the post office will have them eventually. And if any fines outstanding, they'll just send one outside your window until you pay up or it'll bomb you. Yeah. Anyway, it says, this article here is about the Israel and the US are faking intelligence in order to attack Iran, says an ex-CIA analyst. It says, as we saw 10 years ago with respect to Iraq, if one intends to whip up support for war, one needs to find a cause, a pretext, it might be. How about juxtaposing weapons of mass destruction with terrorism? That always works. It says that worked to prepare for war in Iraq, and similar rhetorical groundwork for an attack on Iran is now being laid in Israel. A former CIA analyst says the United States and Israel seek to come up with a pretext for attacking Iran by fabricating intelligence, a ploy similar to the one adopted by the U.S. for justifying the war in Iraq a decade ago. As we saw 10 years ago with respect to Iraq, if one intends to give up the support for the war, you would find the cause, you know, as I say. So, as it's referring to the recent attack on a number of Israeli tourists in Bulgaria, McGovern, who used to work for the CIA, says Netanyahu broke all records of speed in blaming Iran and Hezbollah for the bombing. On Fox News Sunday on July 22nd, Mr. Netanyahu claimed Israel has rock-solid evidence tying Iran to the attack in Bulgaria. The same day on CBS's Face the Nation, Mr. Netanyahu says, we've unquestionably fully substantiated intelligence that this terrorist attack was done by Hezbollah, backed by Iran, adding that Israel gives specific details to responsible governments and agencies, the government went on to say. The former CIA analyst added that Israel, however, has so far failed to provide any evidence for its claims of Iran's involvement. Bulgarian Prime Minister Bokyo Borisov has admitted that he was aware of no important information concerning the terrorist or those who dispatched him, he underlines. McGovern then referred to the historical moment when British intelligence chief Sir Richard Dearlove admitted that intelligence on Iraq had been fixed. Well, everything is fixed because it's an agenda we're going through and they've got to make up the causes for it. Military action was now seen as inevitable. Bush wanted to remove Saddam Hussein, it says, through military action, justified by the conjunction of terrorism and weapons of mass destruction. Remember, that was parroted all the time. You were sick of hearing it. But intelligence and facts were being fixed around the policy, Dearlove said on July 23rd, 2005. They made a policy. They all came out together after meetings and meet the press individually, and they all prattled on about weapons of mass destruction. Yeah. All of them said to say it. They're all on board, as they say. The likelihood of hostilities with Iran before the US presidential election in November is increasing. Beware of fixed intelligence, McGovern concluded. Well, that's all you get is fixed intelligence, isn't it? I mean, most of the stuff now in the papers now are handouts from intelligence agencies through their own marketing agencies straight to the newspapers. So you get nothing above propaganda. And that's all you get now, you see. Most of the public don't care because they're not getting blown up. And they don't get a tab every week from the government saying, we'll just spend another so many billions on more drones to kill folk and et cetera. So here's your share that you have to pay up. If you go to every week, maybe bitch about it then. But until that happens, it's kind of abstract and, you know, out there somewhere in zero land. And this article, too, is to do with, it's from Press TV. It's the Syrian government and the nation's support for Palestine and the anti-Israeli resistance movement is exemplary in the region, and that is why Syria has been targeted by the U.S., the Zionists, and terrorists, it says. Iran's Supreme National Security Council, Saeed Jalili, says. So the Secretary of Iran's Supreme National Security Council says Washington and Tel Aviv have targeted Damascus because of its exemplary support for the Palestinian cause. The Syrian government and nation's support for Palestine and the anti-Israeli resistance movement is exemplary in the region, and that's why Syria has been targeted by them. So he says at a meeting with Syrian Deputy Prime Minister Omar Galawanji in Tehran on Thursday, while many Arab states have remained silent over Israel's 22-day war on the Gaza Strip in 2009, Syria strongly supported the Palestinian nation, Jalili said. If the regional dictators who are complicit with the U.S. were exposed to the pressures that Syria has been subjected to, they would have collapsed within a week, Jalili added. Jalili further described the ties between Tehran and Damascus as strategic and said Iran is ready to further boost its support for the Syrian nation against foreign pressure. The people in the region cannot believe the U.S. and those states which have not even held one election in their history to be the advocates of rights and democracy for their regional nations today. So everything's heating up, of course, because they know that the U.S. and Israel are the agenda, as I say, in the 90s for every country that was to get taken out, and Syria was on it under the project for the American century. So we're just going through a script. So, Russia has to revive army bases in three oceans, it says. Everybody's getting on the act now, isn't it? Because they're looking at oil, because now there's glut of oil over the world. They're finding it all over the place. And everybody's trying to get their big grab at it. The Russian government intends to restore the military technical support of their ships at the former military base in Cam Ranh in Vietnam, in Lourdes, Cuba, and the Seychelles. Seychelles is a nice area, actually, those little islands. So far, this is not about plans for a military presence, but rather the restorations of the crew resources. However, a solid contractual basis should be developed for these plans. Intentions were announced on July 27th by Russian Navy Commander Vice Admiral Viktor Shirkov. At the international level, the creation of logistics points in Cuba, the Seychelles, and Vietnam is being worked out, Shirkov was quoted by the media. The issue was specifically discussed at the meeting with the leaders of all countries. President of Vietnam, Truong Tan Sang, has recently held talks with Prime Minister Dmitry Medvedev in Moscow, and President Putin in Sochi. Cuban leader Raul Castro met with Putin in Moscow earlier this month. A little earlier, the President of the Republic of Seychelles, James Michel, had made an unequivocal statement, he says. He says, we'll give Russia the benefits in Cam Ranh, including the development of military cooperation. So we're all getting together again, eh? The President of Vietnam told the media. Cuba that has an American military base in Guantanamo Bay and is protesting against the deployment of new U.S. bases in Colombia, of course, wants to acquire an ally in Russia to be able to contain the United States, Seychelles, in the Indian Ocean, has always been in the zone of Soviet influence. In 1981, the Soviet Navy helped the government to prevent the military coup, and before the collapse of the USSR, the Soviets had a constant presence in the area. So they're obviously all getting their little groups together again, because who knows? I mean, I can imagine too, because the U.S. now seems to be, and Britain, seems to be wanting to fulfill their whole Royal Institute of International Affairs agenda very, very quickly, with the three trading blocks across the planet all standardized under a world government with themselves in control at the top, of course. That's why it's all happening right now. And this wee article here, small article, it says, in China, you know what it's like in China, the people are awfully, awfully obedient. They are the model state for the world to follow, remember. They're all a big government because they're all terrified of government, that's why. So they don't have firearms and they don't go hunting except for the bigwigs. In fact, the bigwigs come over to Canada and hunt, by the way, from China. And they even hunt bear and things, and they can get guaranteed a bear kill up north. Anyway, they're having the same problems with people cracking up, going nuts. And they've got teenagers who are now killing people with knife attacks, you see. So it doesn't matter what you give them or don't give them. The fact is you can always kill people with anything that's handy, even a club, if it comes to that. A teenager has killed eight people, eight of them, and wounded five others in a knife attack in China's Liaoning province, state media says. So those killed include two relatives of the suspect's girlfriend, six other people, the report said, and the injured were receiving treatment. So there's a lot of this goes on, actually, in China now, as folk go nuts, they crack up, living in this controlled, tight system. especially when there's no upward mobility. It's very fixed and rigid, very class-type society in China, even though they pretend they're communists. But then, good crooks always do that, eh? Just like the ones who ran the Soviet Union. It's just a big gang. Anyway, this article here is to do with the origins of the Olympic torch. You know, people actually think, today's people actually think it went all the way back to Greece, but it didn't, of course. It says, Olympic flame lit last week in Greece arrives in Great Britain tomorrow before embarking, blah, 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 blah. But it says it was first concocted by a regime not known for the Olympic ideals of international peace and goodwill. In fact, it was Nazi Germany. It says, Olympic flame, it says, a solemn ceremony in Olympic Greece on July 29th, 1936, the searing rays of the midday sun concentrated by a parabolic mirror kindled Olympic flame, and that was for, of course, held by the Nazi country of Germany. That's what started it, because they wanted to unite Europe too. Back with more after this break.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to teravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Teravim, the best supplements on earth.
Are you completely fed up of being dependent on those fat cat electricity monopolies that raise your rates again and again? Are you terrified about how you'll keep your home and family safe when a power crisis happens? 123/power.com has set up a free video presentation that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they are: incompetent lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy, others have called it a cover-up, and you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. The video at 123/power.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret to slash your power bill and beat the electricity monopoly for good. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123/power.com and discover one weird trick to cut your power bill and protect your home. Easy to remember, 123/power.com. Go watch the video now before they shut it down. Again, that's 123/power.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hi, that's Alan Watt, and jumping from that to Germany, creating the first Olympic Games to bring us all together, you know, with the 5 points of masonry, those five rings and all that. And get to this article here that follows right in what I was talking about with the Royal Institute of International Affairs that backed Germany. In fact, the big members who were international bankers funded Germany through the IG Farben Corporation into existence. Anyway, also they wanted to have a united Europe, because they didn't care who created it, because they'd run it eventually through the cash system anyway. So they wanted a united Europe, just like Karl Marx mentioned back in the 1800s. Strange that he said a united Europe too. and also the United Americas. And then the third big block would be the Far East, bringing, of course, with China. That was a third world state at that time. Anyway, this article comes in from Reuters. Fits right in with the agenda, you see, because the Royal Institute of International Affairs departments working for the last 70, 80 years to bring in, step by step, very slowly, an economic bloc with Australia, New Zealand, China, and a few other countries, bring them all together, and even bring up China to what it is today. Remember, they started this a long time before China. China has only been really exporting stuff the last 25, 30 years because we gave them all the factories through the World Trade Organization. It says, discord in Southeast Asia over how to deal with Beijing's claims in the South China Sea comes as the region struggles to overcome competing national interests and form, the harder thinking, listen to this carefully, and form a European Union-style economic community by 2015. For those who have been questioning all that stuff we've been saying for years. A European Union-style economic community by 2015. That's the goal, you see. Political leaders and officials say the row may not directly affect plans by the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, the ASEANs, that were set up again by the Royal Institute of International Affairs, for the economic integration of countries ranging from wealthy Singapore to impoverished Myanmar. It says, but what doesn't help is China's growing investment in the bloc's poor members, which critics say gives it influence that's effectively used to block a unified ASEAN stance in the South China Sea dispute. The South China Sea, which stretches from China to Indonesia and from Vietnam to the Philippines, lies atop what are believed to be rich reserves of oil and gas. It's not going to hold progress on integration hostage, ASEAN Secretary General Surin Putsuang told diplomats in Jakarta, referring to a recent meeting in Cambodia where rifts over the South China Sea prevented the group's foreign ministers from issuing a communique for the first time in its history. It's an early warning sign this will not be the last. Southeast Asia is a hot destination for investors seeking returns that are drying up in Europe. That means big, big profits from slave labor, still to recover in the United States and slowing in the rest of Asia. Estimated net flows into the offshore ASEAN funds stood at $1.4 billion 2012 through June, according to data reported until July 10th. By comparison, China and India offshore funds set new outflows worth $1.6 billion and $185 million, respectively. Investors have high hopes for plans by the 10-member ASEAN for a single market and a production base for a combined economy of $2 trillion with free movements of goods, services, investments, and skilled labor, that's right, at the free trade negotiations, right, amongst 600 million people. So the big boys, they started off, as I say, with Milner, Royal Institute of International Affairs, and their sons, who then went into it, and Curtis and all the rest of them, have got their wish. Of course, they have to get rid of the Muslim nations too, and that will happen as well. And then they'll totally integrate by 2015. America is doing the same, of course. The whole American continent is integrating as we speak. From Hamish, myself, from Ontario, Canada, it's good night. The mere God or your gods go